right, hello everybody, and welcome back to Beneath the Deck once again. I'm your host, Bank, as always. Little arguing with myself episode today. Nobody in here in the studio, just me, myself, and I, the Solo Dolo Part 3. As always, we're brought to you still by OTRPhoto.com and Anchor.fm. Boy, what a week it's been in sports. What a week. You had a national championship game Monday, and for the start of it, it looked like it was going to be one of the most contested and competitive national championship games we've seen in a while. I mean, it had a lot to live up to compared to last year. And then old Sunshine Trevor Lawrence had the worst game of his career, throwing, it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 16 to 18 overthrows when his previous career high was 5 in a game, which is just insane. How something like that happens, I don't know. It's a real shitty time to have the worst game of your career in the national championship game. But it's hard to knock a guy who was, 29-0 previously coming in. But old Joey Football, Big Dick Joe, Joe Burrow comes in and shows out, and I guess he can't improve his stock anymore than it already has, because he is going to go live the life of agony being a Bengal. Here come May, when the Bengals select him number one overall. But just the sheer talent that's going to go in the first round from that game alone, it was just incredible. I got the running back from Clemson. He wasn't really able to break loose any, but he'll still be up there. And then you have the receivers for LSU who just played out of their minds, with Chase and Jefferson. They're two of the best receivers that'll be out in the draft this year. But the stories that, I don't want to say overshadow the game, but go hand in hand with the game at this point, is just Cleveland's favorite adopted son, Odell Beckham, in the locker rooms. Most of these videos just came out here during the week, and today it releases that he has an arrest warrant for simple assault of a police officer, or whatever that guy was doing in there. I don't know if you've seen the video, but it's an easy search on Twitter if you go to find it. Odell, for what ever reason other than Odell wasn't in the spotlight this year, that he wanted to be in the spotlight, when all eyes were watching, he goes and I think he slapped the ass of this security guard, cop, whatever this guy was doing, which, granted, the guy who, that cop guy, was just being a biggest hardo of all time, ostracizing one of the LSU guys for whatever he was doing, whether he was drinking or whatever. Who cares if he even was. But Odell goes and smacks this guy's ass and just looks at, just stares right back in his eyes and starts dancing. It's an all-time video. If you haven't seen it, you need to go check it out. And then you see a lot of, you've seen a lot of videos from the players where Odell's stuffing money in her pocket, or not even in her pocket, just in her hands openly. And if you're the NCAA, which everybody knows how much of a cunt they are, and that's not a word you use sparingly, they were licking their chops as soon as they saw that. And you can almost guarantee some sort of sanctions, or I can't say that word, sanctions are going to be coming, just because Odell wants to be front and center of attention. In my opinion, he's probably the next Antonio Brown. I don't think it's going to be on a level where he, is accused of violating women or beating women or whatever the hell he AB got accused of. But he's clearly the next premier prima donna. Try to say that as fast as you can. Premier prima donna in the league right now, and his time may not be long. with the antics that he's put out, and the fact that he was only thinking of himself, guaranteed, when he was showboating or whatever the hell he was doing with that money. Now, a lot of the guys or a lot of the media said it was fake money. Joe Burrow said in an interview, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, that no, that was real money. Even if, you know, regardless of what happens, I'm gonna take a high at Joe, and see what he's and you know go Joe Burrow's firsthand knowledge. Now, if you don't know the history of Beneath the Deck, a little backstory. Beneath the Deck was born because I like baseball. I like to baseball. I believe that's the proper English of it. I like baseball during my college day. I mean, I still do. But during my college days, I made a site, Beneath the Deck, obviously. And I wrote about baseball, particularly the Pirates for the most part, even though they are probably the worst run organization in all of sports. But it was the only thing to keep me sane in those years, why, you know, Pittsburgh was losing 100-plus games every year. But back to that baseball topic, this Astros situation is probably the wildest thing that's happened in the news there since the steroids conversations that happened in the mid-2000s. If you haven't heard of it, the Astros are accused of filming signs, stealing signs, whatever you want to call it. Now, whether you think that it's a big deal or not, personally, I don't, because everybody's cheating in some form or fashion. Now, whether the Astros did it, worse than others, which it's said that they didn't, and you got to go off what these accusations are for the most part. But it's just wild that the game follows so closely, or I guess enforced would be the word, so closely on the quote unquote unwritten rules, is having this much of an outcry over this specific unwritten rule, when from what I've researched wasn't a rule until 2018 that there couldn't have been cameras in these certain places filming. And it's a whole gray area that's happening, and that's just the old whites just going, God damn it, they're ruining the game, blah, blah, blah. And that's just what it comes down to, is just the old whites with money, if they want something done, they're going to do it. Now, it didn't help the Astros in this situation. I guess technically it did. They won one World Series. But the people that got fired, I do not see how they're the one being punished, plus the franchise being punished, and none of the players are being punished who clearly took advantage of this. They just had, even today, a former player who is currently not the Mets GM, Carlos Beltran. He just got let go today from this quote-unquote scandal. And then, you know, earlier in the week, you had Alex Cora, who was the bench coach there. Listen, if you're coming here for perfect English, you're not going to find it here. Just letting you know right now. Alex Cora, he was let go earlier this week. Then you had Jeff Luhnow, the GM, and A.J. Hinchell, both of the Astros, they were let go when this news broke. But like I said, it's bad. In a sense, if you want like the integrity of these unwritten rules to be kept, but I don't see this as a fireable offense to the extent, because everybody has to be doing it. I mean, it's like college recruiting. If you're not paying the kids in college recruiting, somebody else is going to pay for them. Whether it's, I'm one of the biggest Ohio State fans you'll find. Ohio State does it. Alabama does it. All these big schools does it. There's another English word for you. They all do it. And it's just whether you're going to suspend your belief that everything is right in the world, or are you just going to enjoy the product that's on the field, Diamond, whatever's going on. Speaking of disbelief, we're definitely running through this episode here pretty quick just because, like I said, it's an arguing with myself episode here. Just me, myself, and I in the studio. Colder than fucking here today, so I got my little heater right beside me. I forget where I was even going with that, but I was trying to get to Derrick Henry, who is just absolutely annihilating the NFL playoffs right now. Coming at former Heisman Trophy winner, clearly this was his ceiling coming out of Bama. But my God, this dude is just incredible. He is just mauling over dudes. He is doing anything he wants on a football field. And you're going to have a Super Bowl, which I think they're going to get past the Chiefs this week because they already got past them once this year. Granted, that was at home. And if you want a little friendly wager, plus 7.5 of the Titans, I do think they'll get past that. And what is the most unbelievable thing is that Ryan Tannehill will be in a Super Bowl as a quarterback. He has not thrown over 150 yards in each playoff game, and that's never happened before. It's just wild when you think that this year it has reverted back to just this, at least for the Titans, has reverted back to this power, just shove it down your fucking throat style of offense, and it's just something I like to see. Then on the other side, you have porn star fucking Jimmy G going back against Aaron Rodgers, and in this game, going back earlier into the year, was just a drubbing by the Niners. I think they won by, I think it was 30. Let me look here. They won by 29, 37-8. They just trounced the Packers this year. Now, granted, that was back, you know, I think it was early November, mid-November, where, you know, LaFleur and they're having that, Rodgers, the media is having that discussion where, you know, they're arguing, blah, blah, blah. LaFleur's not letting Rodgers do what he wants to do with the offense, blah, 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 blah. But then ever since then, old A-Rod, discount double-check A-Rod has turned it on. So that will be another good game. And, of course, we're gambling-friendly podcast here. That is also 7.5 to the Niners. That's a game I look to play over, 46.5. So nice little parlay there if you like it, which I'm sure I'll be on. Plus 7.5 for the Titans with 46.5 over for the Packers-Niners game. But it would be nice to see the Niners and Titans in it. Just for the, you know, media scrum that they're going to have to drub up all these storylines of two teams who, you know, aren't in the mainstream news. There's no, unless you're deep into football, there's no personalities or, you know, highlight reel players. It's just two smash mouth style football teams, which you haven't seen in the Super Bowl in God knows how long. And, you know, after this weekend, I'll probably be wrong on all ends, and you'll hear me back here next Friday and just making a fool of myself again. So on to, Pens, I'm watching the Pens right now, and the Pens are back, by the way. Sidney Crosby's the best player ever. He's back on the ice. Pens are going to win it all. They're never going to lose a game ever again this year. What next year? Guys, let me tell you what. I am prepared today. I wrote down a whole bunch of list of topics here in my notebook. Just look at me being on the ball here. I will be out of town for this, so I will not be able to watch it. But this weekend, the UFC, I forget whatever number it is, the McGregor and Cowboy fight. I can't say the guy's last name. Hector Cerrone from Holes, I believe is his name. But you have that going on, and it's surprising to me. I heard this, I can't remember where I heard this from, but the media interest in this has been so lacking. I guess not so lacking, but just being somebody who watches UFC from afar, who isn't super into it, but I'll watch it like in a bar on a Saturday, you know, if I'm out and about. But the media circus that there has been for these McGregor fights, it's not what it was. And then you look to, like I said, what I heard, what I heard from, it seems like the Fury Wilder fight that's happening, I think, at the end of February, is drawing way more interest, I think, than what the McGregor fight, who is their biggest draw, their biggest name, who gets guys like me who don't talk about UFC to talk about it. The Fury Wilder fight is drawing way more attention, at least from me, and I'm sure, you know, I'm a fat guy from the Valley. You know, I'm sure a lot of people align with my thinking that this boxing match is drawing way more interest than this UFC is, and you're starting to see how they're struggling in the mainstream, where they don't have as many marketable stars. I can only name maybe a handful, and whether they're still even active or not, I couldn't even tell you. Speaking of that Fury Wilder fight, it'll be good to see, because like I said, you're getting boxing back in the mainstream. It's just nice to see something like I said with the NFL. We're getting back to this old school little line of sports we have going here. It's kind of nice. And then whoever wins that Fury Wilder, look to probably face Anthony Joshua, who's I forget what heavyweight titles he holds, but he holds a couple of heavyweight titles, and look, I think that'll be an equally, you know, hyped matchup there. What else we got going here? All right, there's a little debate in the group chat today between flats and drums. Now, like I said, I'm a big guy. I enjoy all shapes and sizes, bones, non-bones, number of bones, of meats. And so I will not discriminate on whether you choose flats or drums. But myself, I would choose flats every time. All it takes is a simple twist, just a little simple twist of the bones. You pull one of the bones out of this flat, and then if you wanted a drum, you have a drum right there. But I would take the succulent meat of a wing over a drum. Granted, a drum takes less effort, but I will take the meat of a wing of a flat over a drum. And I'm gonna post this poll on Twitter of whether you would have flats or drums. And we're gonna see what we have here, and we're gonna have a little discussion. I'm gonna try to get some of the guys from the chat in here next week to further this discussion and hear some of their tomfoolery. I think that is all. Actually, I have one more thing we're gonna do here. Depending on who we have on next week, because I will have somebody in here next week, make these episodes a little longer for you than whatever it is, 20-something minutes. We're going to have a breakdown of the Netflix documentary that just came out of Aaron Hernandez, Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez. We're going to do a little breakdown of that, and we'll come back and discuss it. We'll see how good it was. We'll see what we learned. See what we think about it. So that'll be next week's activity that if you guys want to follow along and do, welcome you to do it. If I missed anything here today that you want to talk about, hit us up on Twitter @BeneathTheDeck, Instagram @BeneathTheDeck. The Rough Riders, who I haven't talked about in we talked about in the last episode, but they're coming back in April here. Well, that's when the season starts. Some of the guys will be in February, and we'll look to have some of those guys on, talk about some of the new guys specifically, talk about some of their football journeys and stuff like that. Also, if you'd like to rock some of the old Beneath the Deck merch or new Beneath the Deck merch, the links are on our social media pages. I can't specifically remember what it is. I think it's teesprings.com/beneaththedeck3. Why is it a 3? I do not know, but 3 is the best number there is, because Dale Earnhardt is the savior of America. He is Jesus to one and all of us. So it all works out. But I think that's all we got for today, and we will see you next Friday. Have a good weekend, folks. Oh, we forgot to mention a little PSS for you. Check out our guy, Chris Thoburn, and our buddy Jeff. They just released a new podcast. It's 100% Jeff and Chris. It's out on Spotify and Anchor, I believe. So go check them out. Give them a listen. Now, like I said, we are out.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, this shit too plush. Say my day's a number, but I keep waking up. Know you see my text, baby, please say something. Wine by the glass, your man a cheapskate, huh? Niggas gotta move off my release day, huh? Bitch, this is fame, not clout. I don't even know what that's about, watch your mouth. Baby, got an ego twice the size of the crib. I can never tell a shit, it is what it is. Said what I had to and did what I did. Never turn my back on FBG, God forbid. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my number, but don't hit me on no dumb shit. Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, this shit too plush.
It's cool, man. Got red bottoms on. Life is good. You know what I mean?
100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh. I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain and automata, bitch. Ooh. Dropped $3 on the rain, called it Bentley truck, little bitch. Ooh. I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. Ooh. Granted, she was standing right there while I catch play on the brick. Ooh. I made them little niggas go haywire, Taliban in this bitch. Ooh. I done been down bad in them trenches, had to ride with that stick. Ooh. Who gave you pills? Who gave that dust? Pluto Central and lick. Ooh. Too many convicts. They enrolled me to play in this shit. Ooh, round about nonsense, get old, so I'ma spread in this bitch. Ooh, they had the counter light, lighting it up, nigga, anybody can get it. Ooh, I'm on a PJ, lighting it up, backwood full of sticky. Ooh, I'm trying to tote that Drake or London, and it's extended. Ooh, they gotta stretch a nigga, how we gon' die for this shit? Ooh, yeah, I ride for my niggas, I lie to my bitch. Ooh, we some poor high class niggas made it, we rich. Yeah, I was at the band though, got a penthouse for a closet. Ooh, it's like a Shando, lit on my neck, my wrist. Ooh, I got pink toes that talk different languages. Ooh, gotta put melazine in my blood and Percocet. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain and automata, bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, called it Bentley truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. That's by the time I call him Serena. I go tremendo for new fettuccine. All fat though, claret to pinky. All fat though, we order the Fiji. I'm in the loop with the voo. I'm in the loop with the woo. Which one you working? I put your face to the news. I put the puss on the shirt. After I murdered it, make him go shoot up the hearse. Cost me a quarter bird. Nigga's birthday and you a maniac. A fucking alien. How you spurting? Got that kitty cat. I'm having fun with that. Going Birkin. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain and automata, bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, called it Bentley truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. Ooh, 100,000
for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Yeah, 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. 100,000 for the cheapest ring.